Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, with the unrelenting domestic headlines, a story you haven't heard and will want to hear about Muammar Gaddafi's crimes.
But first, to the rollout of the health care exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. Many Americans logging into the calculators are finding out they don't qualify for the expanded Medicaid program that was part of the act.
The New York Times crunched the numbers and found that 8 million Americans, two-thirds of the country's uninsured poor Black and single mothers, and half of the low-wage uninsured workers, are too poor to qualify for the government subsidies that are helping working Americans buy insurance, but not poor enough for their state's existing Medicaid programs. Now, they live in states, mostly in the South, that didn't take the expanded Medicaid, which is largely paid for by the federal government. The Times notes that these people too poor to qualify won't be fined for not having insurance, but what does it mean for them and the hospitals that serve them? Stanzel Harvey is CEO of the Delta Regional Medical Center in Greenville, Mississippi. He describes his hospital as being in the poorest part of the poorest state in the country, and a state which did not take the extra Medicaid money under the Affordable Health Care Act. Stanzel, first of all, your thoughts on your state's decision?
Well, obviously, we're disappointed because we have at Delta Regional 10% of our patients, or over $36 million, of free care is provided for people that can't pay, can't or won't pay. And so we had hoped that the expansion of Medicaid would be able to at least get payment for some of those people.
The argument from people who turned it down is that while the feds say they're going to cover all of the expansion till 2016, it does drop off, but others point out it only drops down to 90%. But putting that aside, the Times points out that the 26 states that rejected the expansion have 60% of the country's uninsured poor. Who are these people from your vantage point? Are they working? Are they unemployed? Who are they?
They're typically people that are not working. And we also have a very large number of people that are the working poor that work in agricultural jobs or either menial jobs where there's no employer-paid health insurance. And so if they make too much money to be eligible for Medicaid, that leaves them in this blank space of no coverage.
Well, and what are some of the things you see people doing? Because, again, they're not poor enough for your state's Medicaid program. They already knew they were too poor to buy insurance on their own, and they're now finding out that they are too poor also for the subsidy. So what are some of the things you see people do when they don't have coverage?
What typically happens when people are not able to afford health care? What they do is they put off treating chronic conditions until they get into an acute condition, and then at that point they show up in the emergency room. And, you know, all hospitals, they're required to treat an emergency condition regardless of ability to pay. That's where this $36 million a year that we give out in free care. But it's really not free care because someone has to pay for it, so this is just shifted over to the people that pay the bills. And so what's happening right now is there's an indirect tax that's being taxed on people that are using the hospital. So it's essentially a sick tax. So when you get sick, if you have insurance, you come in, you're paying elevated prices to pay for those people that are either unable or unwilling to pay.
How do you think this further will impact everyone in Mississippi?
Oh, it's going to be devastating for us. As I've said before, I think the Affordable Care Act, while very well intentioned, is not really addressing the complete problem. Mississippi has a number of hospitals that get an additional payment from the federal government called disproportionate share. Those hospitals that have a disproportionate amount of, say, poor patients. And this disproportionate share is being reduced or cut or eliminated. What's going to impact us and many other states is the additional payment, the disproportionate share payment, goes away, but the additional payment for the expansion of Medicaid doesn't come into play.
This is how the Affordable Care Act was supposed to work, taking this disproportionate fund, that this pool of money that hospitals like yours always had, and taking that money away, but using it for expanded Medicaid, but your state didn't expand. So you get a double whammy. You lose money, and you're not gaining the money from the expansion.
Exactly. And it's estimated the failure to expand Medicaid in Mississippi is going to impact the state about $10 billion per year of additional federal dollars coming into the state.
That are lost.
That will be going somewhere else.
Will be going somewhere else.
And what's going to happen is the poor people, the people that are uninsured, are still going to continue to come to the hospitals and still be receiving care, but there will be no payment for them, which is going to strain the infrastructure of health care providers in the state of Mississippi, and it's going to have a detrimental impact on local and rural communities.
That's Stansel Harvey, CEO of the Delta Regional Medical Center in Greenville, Mississippi, taking a closer look at the lack of Medicaid expansion in that state. Stansel, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Robin, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.